The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you again today. Some new information, maybe some rehash of some older information, but we put it all together so you have a new, vibrant, healthy life.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and most grateful owners, along with our wonderful son Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most incredible array of organic, terrific combinations you can't get elsewhere that address so many health issues and build up your health in so many ways. Beautiful proteins, beautiful choices, beautiful vitamins, all of that there at
and
Alive and Well.
And the Broth Cafe.
Never forget. Jamais oublier, as the
really?
French say. Jamais oublier.
Is that what they're saying?
The French say jamais oublier, which means never forget. Never forget the Broth Cafe. And you know, you may
broth,
not even...
Actually, the broth is the meat of the whole soup.
Well,
okay.
And it can be vegan too. It's
of all, course
it's
it
a,
can.
It's a broad spectrum broth.
And
that's actually a cafe. Beautiful. Cafe doesn't say it all. Magnificent restaurant, magnificent choices, magnificent organic, and whatever your choice happens to be. We don't impose choices, except if you're trying to eat a lot of sugar. But otherwise, we don't impose choices. If you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, we want to give you the organic and full spectrum array of choices that you can make at that magnificent and terrific taste bud choices. All
amen,
right?
Sister.
And we did have, I just was thinking of a lovely lady and her husband just coming in to visiting Maui right here for their, they just stopped by. They said, we love this. And they love the, even the setting of the Broth Cafe, the beautiful marble area, the seats. And they said, look at those smoothies. Look at those gorgeous salads. They said, oh, we're going to tell our daughter is waiting for us. We're going to pick her up and we're going to take her right over here. And we're coming for lunch at the Broth Cafe.
Beautiful,
which
beautiful.
They did, and they also wanted to talk some nutrition. And after they were done, they said, we had to come and tell you, it is magnificent. It is wonderful.
But of course,
says Maurice Chevalier in Gigi. But of course, we never forgot the way he said that. All right. And so how terrific and wonderful, dear. And don't forget the Vortex water.
How could I forget the Vortex water?
Definitely.
Well,
right?
I didn't forget the Vortex
then
water.
Then let's you, I'm going to let you, I'm going to give you stage. I'm going to give you some stage there.
Okay. I would bet. Well,
Take stage like your teachers used to tell you when you were an actor. Take stage.
All right.
All right.
I'm
the
taking,
light's on you.
Okay.
Go.
I'm on stage and this is the Vortex hour.
Woo!
I'm taking the whole show,
woo!
Kid. Vortex from here on out.
The Vortex Power Hour.
Spin that around in your head, okay? Vortex. It's like, as I have said several times, ad infinitum. On the road to Hana, you will see beautiful waterfalls. Beautiful waterfalls cascading down from the mountains to the depths below. And that water is being vortexed in the very process. It's just spinning and spinning and spinning, and it's activating all the real combination effect of hydrogen and H2O, which means it's water. It's real water, folks, and it's really active water. If you drink that kind of water, not from that particular waterfall, we don't know what the cleanliness is of that, but for the water as it spins out of the vortex machine at the Alive and Well. It's phenomenal and life-giving and beautifully sustaining energy levels.
Right, and even the experts say here in one of their, they say that this is the most effective source of energy in the world, the purest water. And this different type of swirl that goes on increases the number of free hydrogen bonds and thus free electrons in the water, and vortex water supports your body in the neutralization of free radicals, the bad guys, getting rid of the terrorists, and it helps your body to regenerate faster. It goes on and on.
That's just what I said.
It is. Do you know what? But I think
those exact words, not exactly.
Okay.
But that's the whole concept of the water.
Okay.
Vortex.
Vortex. Do you know what? When you speak about it, cascading,
yes,
with all of the beautiful oxygenation and the life pouring down. Suddenly it came to me, and Gary knows how I'll say this, because, you know, Gary knows that I'll say this spontaneously. When you first, do you remember when you first fell in love? It better not be with somebody else. It better have been with me. When you first fall in love, you have a vortex that goes on inside of you. It's like cascading light and all the beautiful molecules going down and the oxygenation and the lift and the, you know, like you're flying in the air.
You do something to me.
I may. Something that simply mystifies me. Okay, I got it. But the thing is, it just is a tremendous purification and lift and all of that to the soul, the spirit, the body, everything. And speaking of which, let us start by saying, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. We're strictly educators, and we're so grateful to the holistic and even those that are not holistic that in clinical trials have learned what great nutrients could do for the health, mm-hmm, and that news has been out there. We love to transmit and just to be messengers of this great news to other people.
That's it. Reporters, if you will.
That's
just
exactly
the facts,
right,
ma'am.
Do you know, we don't solicit testimonials. A testimonial is when some wonderful person comes in and shares what has helped him or her so much in what they have used from Alive and Well and certain things that they have learned about nutrients.
And we get those testimonials every day.
All the time, forever and ever. And we're so grateful. And some of them can just take your breath away. And this was one of them. And I can't go into too much, but this marvelous man said, I have to tell you that Alive and Well, my angels are alive and well, and the angels spoke to me and showed me the things. He said, my background, I've never heard of anything like this. And he had a rare and serious heart defect when he was born, in which a great part of his heart, I think he said a third, was not formed. And it's catastrophic.
Lord.
He had been in care and all of this and had serious handicaps. At one point in his life, he wanted to see what nutrition could do for him because he was so seriously handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
He came to Alive and Well, and again, we never made claims, but sharing information about what the holistic doctors learned about nutrients in supporting and regenerating the heart and the circulation, et cetera.
And this is from experts, from cardiologists, from real medical authorities, okay?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and the clinical trials that supported all of that. He applied this, and he's been doing amazingly well. He said, my doctors have said they can't believe all of his improvement. He's getting better. He says, and they said, he quoted this and said, you have to hear this. He said, they said, this rare birth defect, those that are born with it, almost no one survives the 30s,
mm-hmm,
the 30s, years,
right,
of life.
Right.
And you're doing better and better and better and better. And he says, they said this was amazing. And again, it was his diet and nutrients that have been so supportive. He couldn't say enough, and he was so darling and wonderful. And again, we're not angels, claim not to be angels, not super, nothing like that. You know, all we are messengers.
Reporters.
Reporters,
if you will.
That's
okay.
Right. I always love the word messengers, bringing a message of what the nutrients have done. Reporters.
That's
absolutely
right.
And that's what we share. But it was extremely exciting, not making a claim. Just very exciting to see what great nutrients can do. I know what they've done for a zillion people. And a lady came and told us, she said, you know, she said, I'm so pleased, because she was more in my age category. And she said, I had been diagnosed with, the lady said, with osteopenia, which is a precursor to more, it's bone loss. We preach to more severe, which is osteoporosis.
Right.
And she said, when I applied the things from that she learned at Alive and Well, she said she went back to the physician and he said, you have an increase in bone density. This is amazing.
Miracle,
this is wonderful. And again, so she said that too. And again, the simple, and Dr. John Lee and a host of other doctors talking about this, about what certain nutrients could do to increase bone density. Just apply it.
And every other aspect of your health, okay?
Exactly.
Your body's designed to create life.
Right.
And the intercellular activities give you that energy and vitality. Drugs have a very useful place. Thank God they are there for a crisis, okay? But they don't create life. Nutrients create the enzymatic functions that enhance the development of new cells, new life, new energy, new vitality. It's amazing what life will do to maintain itself. And using the right nutrients as opposed to not using the nutrients has been shown time and time and time ad nauseum about how effective it really is in improving your energy levels, your mental capacity, your joy for living, all of it. It's phenomenal what can go on within the cell of everybody, every cell of your body.
Right, and you know what? And my father could right now adopt you. Not that he didn't always want to, he did. But and I know I'm Jewish, and we have the Jewish background. But you always were a Jew at heart, right? Even though you're Irish.
Well, that's what attracted me. What attracted me to you. It wasn't you.
It was wonderful.
It was the Jew in you.
It was the Jew, but a reason, and maybe the word Jew is the root word of jewel, okay?
How's okay,
that?
All right.
But as you were talking about life and life, what came into my mind was the central song in Judaism. Every time we got together for celebration of family events, every time we got together, the Jewish families would get together for a celebration of not just family events, but parties, get-togethers, whatever. Always they would sing and dance to the main song that has carried the Jews throughout history, and that is to life, l'chaim. I'm not going to sing a whole song. To life, l'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim, to life.
Life has a way of confusing us, blessing and bruising us. Drink, l'chaim, to life. To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, long life. And if our good fortune never comes, here's to whatever comes. Drink, l'chaim, to life. And again, it was in the Jewish shows, it was in everything, and they would do a wonderful thing that Dennis won't do, friends. Dennis won't do. Can you imagine? Whenever the Jewish people would sing to life, you know, l'chaim, all of that, they would dance the hora, which was a dance around in a circle, one, two, three, kick, one, two, turning around and dancing all around.
I did that several times. They asked me not to do it anymore because your hora is horrible. Okay.
Nobody ever said that.
Yeah.
Gary can testify.
Oh, yes.
You're lying.
Oh, no.
You're lying.
That's for sure.
Okay. Anyhow, back to the subject.
Let's get on to the subject.
You know, a lifesaver in so many different ways, and it certainly saved my life when I had one time taken an antibiotic that later was a class action lawsuit that caused, because I was doing a major musical thing and lost my voice, and it was taking an antibiotic that caused me to get Crohn's disease. That's a long story. Mm-hmm. And a wonderful holistic doctor, when I was at the point of exiting, Jonathan Wright, the head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington.
Right.
And he said, you have on the shelf what is the cure for the terrible bug that you got as a result of that antibiotic. Later, there was a class action lawsuit that had caused it.
I remember that very moment.
Yes,
you were standing, the two of you were standing talking right in front of the display.
Right.
He said,
this is the cure.
That's right.
He says, because it heals the tissue, And he says, this is what I give to my patients, and it gets rid of the bad virus or bacteria that came up as a result of taking that drug. When I followed his recommendations for the Ultra Silver, which is what it was, then in the course of a very short time, I was cured of the condition.
That's right.
Never had symptoms again. This is many years ago. And Ultra Silver is a miracle. It's the leading thing that's used, has been used in Europe forever by doctors rather than amputation of diabetic wounds, et cetera, and so forth. They use the Ultra Silver in compresses. And they use the Ultra Silver internally.
Orally, right.
Orally, absolutely. And rather than, cutting
amputation. Well, there are other forms of other manufacturers of silver on the market, but none of them give you the 99.9% purity of the Ultra Silver.
That's
why they call it the Ultra. And there's ionic silver, which promotes itself as colloidal, but it's only about 20% colloidal and 80% ionic. What's the disadvantage of that? Ionic isn't colloidal. It doesn't do the same, it doesn't have the same effectiveness as colloidal. And when used in greater quantities, it can turn your skin gray or blue. You may recall, some people still recall, 5 years ago, a man had turned himself blue. His skin was turning the color of blue.
Right.
And just as an anecdote, he looked very good in a white shirt. But his skin was turning blue because he was taking gobs of this ionic silver
That's
on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
First it turns gray, and then he turns blue.
And that never happens with Ultra Silver.
There's no toxicity from the Ultra Silver.
No, it's a miracle. And it's even used in top hospitals, USFA, for babies' eyes, ears, nose when they're being born to get rid of any infection, mother's birth canal. And we had a story on that on our wonderful 19-year-old grandchild. When she was born here, they didn't do that. And she developed, and even then, she developed an eye infection. Antibiotics don't address the virus that is, so it got much worse. Putting Ultra Silver in, she was completely gone. It was gone the next day. It was wonderful. Anyhow, here's an article relative. The reason I definitely thought of the Ultra Silver, because here they're talking about a bacteria in the mouth that can cause terrible diseases.
Right.
Because
there
another major thing with the Ultra Silver was washing out the mouth. Applying it to the gums.
Absolutely.
All of that because it kills any kind of bad guy.
Virus, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, parasites, you name it.
You name it. And so here, a reporting by Dr. Chris Iliadis, M.D. Dr. Chris Iliadis, M.D., medical doctor. Here is his report about the clinical trials. And I'll start it and give it to you then. Periodontitis, says the doctor, a common gum disease, increases your risk for tooth loss, diabetes, kidney disease, and high blood pressure. And a new study, says the doctor, finds that one of the most common bacteria to cause periodontitis, the gum disease, also contributes to Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, mama.
Remember, we read other reports on that.
Alzheimer's can develop from the bacterial overgrowth in your mouth.
Right. Okay, and here is the quote on that. Periodontitis, says the doctor, is in simple terms swelling and bleeding of the gums that results in the reabsorption of the bone structures supporting the teeth, explains Roger Arce, PhD, a doctor of dental surgery and associate professor of periodontics and dental hygiene at the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston School of Dentistry.
What a title.
Good grief.
Oy, oy, oy.
Quote from the doctor. Such swelling, also known as gingivitis, when the gums swell up, is experienced by all humans at some point, says the doctor, in their lives, and almost half of all humans will progress to at least mild periodontitis. Mm. Can you read about the link right here?
I would be delighted.
Go ahead and continue on the next page.
Word for word, verbatim. Here it comes, folks. The link between periodontitis and Alzheimer's disease. Previous studies have shown a link between periodontitis and Alzheimer's, but the reason was not clear. In the new study from Tufts University School of Dental Medicine, a bacteria called F. nucleatum was found to cause gum disease to multiply in gum spaces and then travel through the blood to the brain, causing brain inflammation.
Wow.
Showing that avoiding or treating gum disease reduces your risk of Alzheimer's.
Wow. 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 Oh, wow. Boy. And are we talking top experts and everything? Yes, we are.
Listen to the title of that guy.
Go on.
He's in addition to periodontitis and Alzheimer's disease, F nucleatum inflammation has been linked to a higher risk for colon and oral cancer.
Now that's really important. A higher risk for colon and mouth cancer. Not to mention all the tooth loss.
And inflammation has been linked to a higher risk of colon and cancer, inflammatory bowel disease as well, and rheumatoid arthritis as well, and heart disease, along with severe infections of the sinuses, the neck, and the tonsils.
That's quite a list. That's an incredible amount. That is amazing. It's just amazing.
What is neutralized by using the true colloidal, 99.9999% true colloidal silver.
That's right. And he sums it up here, too. These doctors sum it up saying, strong evidence from studies treating periodontitis shows significant positive effects on diabetes control, high blood pressure reduction, less systemic inflammation. We believe that treating periodontitis in early stages would have significant effects on the overall wellness of all patients as they age, says Dr. Arce, the doctor who started this article.
Right, right.
So how important is that, and easy and simple and proven?
But just think of this, honey. At the cellular level, a cell you can't see, at the cellular level, the infections cause all these ramifications, all these extensions. And at the cellular level, the ultra silver neutralizes those infectious agents, those bacteria, those yeast, those fungi. All those things are neutralized by the silver, preventing further degradation and development of adverse health conditions.
Isn't that amazing, though?
It's phenomenal.
All the different,
just phenomenal.
And how many times, concerned parents have even said, oh, my little child has an infection of the eye or an infection in the inner. Remember, this is what's used. The ultra silver is used in babies' eyes, ears, and nose when they're being born for any infection they could pick up from the mother's birth canal.
That's how safe it is.
That's how safe. That's how wonderful. And it has been used by, I can't name names, but has been used by top animal clinics and all to help for the infections of animals, too. Cause that's how safe and that's how wonderful. Okay? And again, remember the European doctors using it for diabetic wounds instead
of
amputation.
To life,
so they seem
to life, L'chaim.
To life, to life. You know, and you know, I hear this all the time. I got involved with nutrition when there weren't even health food stores. It was just one dot, maybe a 1,000 miles, going into
that,
a
that
tiny,
was 1,000 years ago.
I was just a kid, but way before I met you, teenager. But my hair was coming out in clumps, and that's when I went, and we were just my in those years. You know, we all lived in Long Island, New York, Brooklyn. You know. And it was cold, so we all went to Miami, you know, for a vacation when the kids would have time off from school. And my parents took, and we happened to be in Miami in a tiny little place that had a few little things, a little vegetable juicer, a little coconut milk thing. We walked in, we were so shocked to see it, and the man was talking to me, and then I said, well, my hair is falling out. I had real thick dark hair. He says, falling out. And he talked about how nutrients could make a difference. He was, that time, they didn't have the B vitamins in extracts at all, but they had brewer's yeast, they had protein powders. He had a tiny little thing. He says, look at this machine. He did green juices out of that he said were so healthy. We bought it. And we bought, you know, the protein and the brewer's yeast. And in no time, my hair came back thick as anything. Mm-hmm. That was my first introduction to a thing of health foods. It was just starting. And I became fascinated then. That's even before I met you. And Dennis, you had a fascination story. And there's a big article here by top doctors about drugs that can trigger hair loss. Say the doctors. And we're going to get into that. But you also were a young man that got interested in nutrition. I can get to that soon. But let's look about here of the things. You know, I've also come to learn that wonderful nutrients can really make the hair thicker. You can invigorate the hair roots. We've got them all at Alive and Well. God knows they really work. Everybody's testifying. But here is the article by the top doctors in this medical journal. And they say drugs that can trigger hair loss. And I know a lot of people getting upset because they're experiencing it. One of the main things is they're doing hair dyes that poison the roots, okay? If you notice a sudden increase in hair loss, medication could be the culprit, says the doctor. A condition called drug-induced telogen effluvium. I can actually say that.
Get out.
A drug condition called drug-induced telogen effluvium leads to increased shedding on top of the scalp after exposure to certain medications.
Hmm.
Woo! Another such condition is anagen effluvium, in which the hair comes out in clumps. And they, says the doctor, a common drug-related side effect of chemo, says Matthew Lopresti, chief surgeon at Leonard Hare Associates with offices across New England. Use of medications can lead to irreversible hair loss. Retinoids that are used. Now, here they mention all the things. I'm just going to lightly touch on them. The retinoids are the class of medication used to treat skin conditions such as acne and skin discoloration. This causes hair loss. Chemo, like they just have said, and they mention that. Antidepressants. Did you know that, Dan?
Yes, I did.
The drugs increase the risk for telogen effluvium. The most common offenders which cause these hair loss are Paxil, otherwise known as paroxetine, fluoxetine, Prozac, Zoloft, and Wellbutrin. Oh, isn't that amazing?
Very popular drugs.
Anticoagulants.
Time and time again.
They call Coumadin, Eliquist, linked to hair loss. Anticoagulants, beta blockers. You know, this is one of the side effects of high blood pressure medication, which they're saying here, which is so common a thing given especially to older people, but even a lot younger. Used
but
to treat
the older
high blood
people
pressure.
As well. That's a time frame in life.
Right, you're right.
There's a general tendency for hair loss in that age group as well. And to amplify that by the drug, the toxic effects of those drugs, just exacerbates the whole problem.
Exactly, dear. And they even say that the beta blockers, how blood pressure drugs, such as common examples of drugs that causes, say the doctors, are Inderal, Tenormin, and Lopressor. Okay? And they say antithyroid medications used to treat overactive thyroid also cause hair loss. One example is Tapazole, say the doctors, and arthritis medications. Traditional disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, arthritis medications such as methotrexate, Trexol, and leflunomide, Arava, cause hair loss by stopping cells from growing, says biologist Dr. Bingsley, Enbrel, and Humira. Cause hair loss. Can you talk about a safe alternative to these toxic pain medications that cause hair loss in addition to so many other things?
Well, drugs cause so many side effects.
And the pain and power is I want you to talk about it.
And the side effects include all those, that list that Mona just reiterated. But an excellent way of getting rid of or modifying any kind of inflammatory condition, which those drugs create, all right, is the pain power. And the pain power is comprised, made up of many enzymes which neutralize inflammation and curcumin. What is curcumin? Curcumin is the active pain-relieving component found in turmeric. But turmeric doesn't have that much curcumin per milligram. It's very small amount of curcumin. So what the holistic physicians have done is concentrate the curcumin from, well, the curcumin content of the pain power, for instance, is 2,000% greater than the turmeric from which it was derived. So it takes a lot of turmeric to get you enough curcumin to be effective in reducing pain, reducing inflammation, which you've heard me talk ad nauseum about, which is a fire within every cell in your body. It's a chronic inflammatory destructive force that is neutralized by curcumin. And the other enzymes that are in Pain Power, it is Boswellia, it is natokinase and serratiopeptidase and other digestive enzymes, all of which have been proven to reduce inflammation. Inflammation being, again, the source of all disease. It's hard to conceive of such a simple basis for ill health scenarios. Right. But that's what it's all about. Whatever other components in your dietary and your lifestyle create inflammation, whether it's side effects of drugs or whether it's sugar or white flour, which turns to sugar, or safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all of which create chronic inflammation. And the Pain Power, with its curcumin, high 2,000% greater activity in the curcumin and the Pain Power, puts out the fire.
Right. And your point, one of the most important aspects, because here the doctors are reporting and I've all about the amazing things of curcumin and Boswellia. But before we read about that, this is what the doctors are summarizing about the piperine, that black pepper extract, and what it does and how it improves curcumin. Could you read this? Could you please read that?
Okay, okay.
What the top doctors have said about that one.
Well, curcumin is not that well absorbed, okay? Turmeric is not that well absorbed. So how do you enhance the absorption, getting the curcumin into the bloodstream? Here's how, okay? I'm going to read this verbatim. Piperine is highly absorbable plant extract, and here's how powerful it really is. In a study when researchers tested the blood levels of curcumin, the active compound in turmeric, then they tested it alone versus combining it with piperine. After just 45 minutes of use, patients taking the combination of piperine and curcumin had blood levels of curcumin 2,000% higher.
Gosh.
2,000% higher than those taking curcumin by itself. But it doesn't just work with turmeric. You see, piperine increases your body's ability to absorb a wide variety of nutrients by interacting and enhancing the molecules involved in the metabolism of these nutrients. What this means is that by adding piperine to enhance the bioavailability of every nutrient in your body, you enhance the absorption, the utilization, and the beneficial effects of the natural substance.
And here's the doctors reporting 1,000 in 45 minutes, 1,000 mm-hmm. times. And that's also even affecting not only the curcumin that you've said and how wonderful that is, but also the Boswellia. And they say here, Boswellia contains an ingredient called boswellic acid. Research has confirmed that much like curcumin, boswellic acid is an extremely powerful anti-inflammatory. And while curcumin is best known for its ability to block the NFKB protein, inflammatory protein, boswellic acid inhibits production of another painful chemical called 5-lipoxygenase, or 5-LOX for short. And this 5-LOX keeps fires of inflammation burning. Boswellia has been shown to inhibit 5-LOX and control inflammation. And together, turmeric and Boswellia initiate healing.
That's a great combination, and Boswellia is extracted from frankincense. Remember frankincense? Frankincense appeared as one of the three wise men who showed up at the birth of Jesus.
Yes.
And they brought boswellic acid, to Mother Mary.
Yes.
Because giving birth can be quite an experience.
That's
okay?
Right, and we can't be there to have them testify, but it was used for thousands of years.
For thousands of years. Now, here's something that's so important.
Yes.
The inflammation that you get is not just in your thumbs and your fingers and your knees and your hips. Inflammation is also involved in the degradation of your brain. Brain tissue is very susceptible to highly inflammatory components such as sugars and vegetable oils and that sort of thing, okay? And turmeric can be a contributing benefit. However, when you extract the curcumin from the turmeric, it's up to 2,000% more effective than turmeric itself.
That's exactly right, and with the bipyrene.
Yeah, and it reduces the inflammation in your brain, of neurotransmitters, of the whole function of the metabolic activity of the brain. Is the inflammatory response is reduced, which means what? Better memory.
That's right, exactly.
Okay? Better memory, longer lasting memory, vocabulary improvement, all these things
all
that happen
to all the different
to
things. And you know, just to,
names
I
and
want everybody to know the backup to what we're saying, not just Mona and Dennis. And here's what they're quoting. The National Cancer Institute, the Institute of Anatomy in Munich, Germany, the University of New Mexico, Harvard, and the prestigious Linus Pauling Institute at the University of Oregon, speaking about curcumin, say it's the reason why this 100% natural supplement substance, they're talking about the curcumin extract, is able to stop relentless joint, muscle, and nerve pain, and allows your body to repair and heal itself naturally. And curcumin is among the oldest known NFKB inhibiting nutrients there is. In other words, they say curcumin, they highlight this, puts out the fire of inflammation and silences pain. Did we hear the National Cancer Institute, all of the different ones that we quoted back? And Linus Pauling, you always know so much about him. Can mm-hmm. you say, Linus Pauling was such a genius, Dr.
Linus Pauling.
Yes.
All right. Linus Pauling was a biochemist. Okay. Linus Pauling was a renowned biochemist, a real scientist. He won the award, the International Award in Science, the Nobel Prize, the Nobel Award for being the most outstanding scientist for 2 times, okay? Nobody else has ever done that. Somebody else makes a dramatic discovery of something and they get the Nobel Award, which is certainly justifiable, but twice? Nobody's ever repeated the first edition of the Nobel Award. Linus Pauling got it twice. He then became, somewhere in his professional career, whether it's after the awards or before the awards, he was a close friend with Dr. Hans Selye, who discovered vitamin C in 1938. And between the two of them, they worked out a remarkable program for reducing illness, for correcting all kinds of inflammatory conditions by combining the vitamin C and the curcumin and the quercetin combinations for
That's
incredible
exactly right.
health results.
That's exactly right. And, he also speaks, these doctors also speak about the quercetin, as you said, that one of the most super concentrated antioxidants on the planet. Say the doctors, not only does it contain powerful antioxidant benefits, but it helps block pain-causing chemicals, too. Quercetin is what's called a flavonoid. Flavanol, get ready, Mona, say it correctly, which is a subcategory of flavonoids. Flavonoids are a particular nutrient in plants called phytonutrients and have a wide range of health benefit. Lasting relief supports freedom from musculoskeletal pain. And again, that's that coloring matter in the plants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, dear, because I always say you and Dr. Russell Blaylock, forgive me, Dr. Blaylock, if I'm speaking out of turn, could just go dance together and do to life and do the hora together.
Well, he can dance a lot better than I. Yeah.
Well, maybe he could, but the thing is, he's also talking here, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, very famous, talking about chronic conditions, he says, are the leading cause of death and disability in the United States. About 45% of the population live with at least one. They kill almost 2 million Americans every year and reduce the quality of life for countless more. Yes. They're talking about chronic conditions that cause it. The chronic conditions, they say, one of the most chronic, he says, is plaque, composed of inflammatory fats, numerous white blood cells, calcium, and other substances found in blood. Hardened plaque narrows arteries and limits the flow of oxygen and nutrients, damages the heart, brain, other organs. Plaque affects both large and small blood vessels. Ruptured plaque results in the formation of blood clots, cause a total blockage, trigger heart attacks. Studies have shown that the buildup of toxins can cause this. And heart attacks and strokes are the leading killer, and many other industrialization. He says here, newer research shows the main culprit behind atherosclerosis, this thing he was talking about, is chronic inflammation.
Chronic inflammation,
within the inner linings of the arteries. This cause of this inflammation has varied considerably. In most cases, there are a number of causes. For all of these cause inflammation, chronic bacterial or viral infections, exposure to toxic metals such as lead, mercury, cadmium, or aluminum, a poor diet, environmental pollutants, all these different things. And he is talking about that and the plaque in the arteries.
And they all contribute to chronic inflammation.
And he says another major contributor is statin drugs, which he's listing over here.
That causes brain damage and diabetes.
Absolutely. And again, the important thing, remember, we know so much about the plaque and the calcification of the arteries. What is that great nutrient I take every day, that wonderful MK7, how it's been shown to work with vitamin D3 and take all the plaque calcification out of the arteries and
That's
put
right.
it in the bones and increase bone density by 60%.
All right, it does not create, the implication of the statement is that the vitamin K2 is removing the plaque and putting it in the bones. That's not true. It removes the plaque, gets rid of the plaque, but it separates the calcium from the rest of the plaque. The calcium builds up in your arteries just as the other plaque does, unless you have vitamin K2. And vitamin K2 picks up that calcium, separates it from the rest of the plaque, and puts the calcium where? Where it belongs, in the bones. Okay, in the bones for helping to remedy osteoporosis and build good, strong bone connective tissue. That's what vitamin K2 is designed to do. Vitamin D3, you've heard, is the bone builder. Well, vitamin D3 helps pull the calcium into the bloodstream, but then it just lays there. Vitamin D3 doesn't put it in the bones. You need vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 picks up the calcium, puts the calcium in the bones, and removes the rest of the plaque, and you eliminate it in your natural feces or whatever the source of elimination is.
And it's even been reported medically that instead of bone loss, you're actually increasing good, healthy bone density, especially as you get older, by about 60% with the MK7 and the D3 together.
That's right.
They're amazing. It's amazing. And this doctor, again, Blalock Singh, formed the leading killer, this atherosclerosis. The goal, he says, is to reduce inflammation. Diet and anti-inflammatory supplements are the best way to go. He talks about organically grown vegetables, healthy organic meats, wild fish, organic eggs, all the things, knowing your fats and not eating the bad ones, just like you said, okay? The same thing you say, okay? Eat the purest water you can get. That's what we were talking about, the white and green peas. Avoid the trans fats. Avoid sugar at any cost. Eliminate carbohydrates and avoid fluorides. You're getting that with the water and everything else.
Not with the Vortex water.
No. He said you're eliminating that. Yeah. You'll get the purest. Yeah. No fluoride. Sugar, he says, is the main driver of atherosclerosis and heart disease.
Because of chronic inflammation.
Right.
All of these elements contribute to chronic inflammation.
And his point is that despite what your doctor may tell you, says this doctor, saturated fat is not the bad guy. He says it's sugar. And he says high fructose corn syrup, for example, isn't just about any kind of packaged or processed food. It's found in soups, sauces, savory breads and buns, condiments, frozen meals, processed meats, and many so-called healthy foods such as flavored yogurt. Hidden, mm-hmm. Okay? The mask of the white death, I used to say, Edgar Allan Poe. Lying, deceiving monster. And there it is.
And when it's written out as a corn syrup sweetener, people think, oh, it's from corn. That ought to be good. Corn is good.
Poison.
I don't want to eat sugar cane. I don't eat that. I want to eat corn syrup. Forget
garbage.
It, folks. Corn
Killer.
Syrup is just as bad, if not worse, than cane sugar.
Killer.
And any concentration of sugar is inflammatory. Even when people eat copious amount or drink copious amounts of fruit juice. They say, well, it's fruit juice. It's healthy. Pardon me, folks. That fruit juice has the sugar of about 3 or 4 oranges and or whatever other fruit you want. But it's the juice that's so high in sugar. The holistic physicians say, eat the fruit. One orange has 1/4 the amount of sugar as a glass of orange juice. Eat the orange.
They supposedly, okay? A glass of orange juice, even unsweetened, can have as much as 16 teaspoons of sugar,
yeah,
said the reports.
That's
but
right.
He is saying here, as well as anti-inflammatory diet, it is critical to take a high-valued multivitamin, which is just mm-hmm. what we have said.
Healthy one.
And studies his top of the list of supplements added is, again, curcumin, an extract from the turmeric, is a powerful anti-inflammatory and dramatically reduces atherosclerosis.
Beautiful.
It also has an anticoagulant effect, which reduces heart attacks, and is next on the list... is quercetin. They're all the great holistics are saying the same.
That's pain power all over again.
Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, improvements in severe atherosclerosis.
I had no idea when I had this pain power formulated. I didn't formulate it. I was in consultation with the biochemists and the doctors who did formulate it. And I said I wanted a high curcumin painkiller. Okay, well, little did I know that the pain is derived from chronic inflammation. And they came up with a recipe that is in pain power. And thank goodness they did. It's been fine-tuned to be the most effective form of curcumin, the most effective form of turmeric, the most effective form of health-generating and neutralizing of toxic ingredients, the fire that emanates from every cell in your body. It reduces that inflammation so effectively, and thereby improving brain function, heart function, vascular function, and your sore thumbs, and your index finger, and your knees, and your shoulder, and your little toe. It's a chronic inflammation. As I've said, someone ever reported to you, I don't make these things up. I report what holistic physicians say, and even regular medical science says. Chronic inflammation, the excess heat, is the source of all disease. Name a disease, chronic inflammation is the source.
Right.
Name any
here.
Disease,
yes.
Chronic inflammation is the source. What puts out the inflammation? What puts out the fire? Pain power.
Right. And he says... one of the things to do to prevent the plaque buildup and death, he says, is increase the intake of anti-inflammatory fats. Avoid the inflammatory fats, but increase the intake of anti-inflammatory fats, particularly those in omega-3 oil in fish oils molecularly distilled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he's really saying that's critically important, just like the Harvard doctors after the meta-analyses
right.
of how many that lives they would save with the super pure omega-3 fish oils. They said we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year if they all took that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then he says, keep regularly brushing and flossing teeth and keeping the teeth and gums healthy. We were just saying the very thing about the ultra silver. Avoid exposure to fluoride. And you get that perfectly with the Vortex water,
mm-hmm.
free of any chemicals whatsoever, and avoid exposure to any toxic metal, such as aluminum, cadmium, lead, and avoid all food additives with glutamate, such as MSG, monosodium.
Right,
just
right.
Absolutely toxic. So great that he is saying, and he says also he speaks about studies have shown that statin drugs have no effect whatsoever on heart attacks and actually worsen heart health.
Well,
like
they worsen heart health, and they give you diabetes, and
that's right. That's what he
and
says.
They give you dead brain,
like, yes.
And they give you
listed as the side effects. Listed as the side effects, okay?
Right.
Raising up blood sugar and causing brain deterioration
and sarcopenia, muscle destruction
that's
throughout
right, muscle
your
break.
Body,
because
cell wall breakdown. What's the most important muscle in your whole body? It's your heart. The heart that's supposed to be pumping and does, a healthy heart, pump 2,000 gallons of blood a day. But the drugs weaken the muscle of the heart. They cause the cellular breakdown of the muscle of the heart. They give you all kinds of weak muscles throughout your body. But they do not, according to this doctor and other major doctors around the world, do not contribute to a healthy heart. a weakened heart, then you have to take blood pressure drugs as well. Then you got to take some other drug as well to keep the heart. Then you got to have a heart transplant, or you got to have some kind of a heart surgery. Why? Because you're on the drugs, which destroy the tissue, the integrity of every cell in your heart.
That's right. And even as Dr. Blaylock doesn't leave the topic by saying that cardio, coenzyme Q10, in all studies has lowered blood pressure in people with hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease. And the supplement lowers blood pressure better than a combination of any prescription drugs. And many blood pressure-lowering drugs and cholesterol-lowering statin drugs deplete the body of cardio-Q10, and this contributes to serious side effects and deterioration of your heart muscle.
Okay. How about that?
So how important is it to do that? We don't go a day without it, okay? And he says the EPA and the DHA from the super pure fish oils reduce blood pressure, improve blood flow, correct damage to the heart, and improve overall health. And he does say that acetyl-L-carnitine lowers blood pressure. It can relieve weakness that is a side effect of lower blood pressure. And it's a great form that is beneficial for the heart, for the liver, for the brain, everything like that. How wonderful.
It's incredible to me. We've talked about this so many times. The brain has a blood-brain barrier. I think of it as a castle, and the moat around the water perimeter around the castle prevents invading forces from running up with putting up ladders and climbing over the wall. Okay? Well, the brain has a blood-brain barrier, a moat, if you will, a protective device around the brain, which prevents so many toxins from entering the brain. Well, it prevents carnitine, but it does open the doors and give you a paddle to get across if you're taking acetyl-L-carnitine.
Right.
And that enhances dramatically all the neurotransmitter activity of the brain.
Right. And other doctors saying here acetyl-L-carnitine and cardio-Q10 are supplements that help mitochondrial health, the energy powers of the cells. They protect against free radicals, which destroy. And acetyl-L-carnitine and cardio-Q10 help protect these cells from all damage. And that's so critically important. You know, all the important information that you're hearing as Alive and Well, we love to share. Not doctors, don't pretend to be. Don't want people on or off medications. But we love to share the information like this from holistic doctors and clinical trials. Okay? Clinical trials. And don't forget, when you come to Alive and Well, you have the most amazing, wonderful food. You can call the 877-4950. Can be ready for you. You can sit at our beautiful area. You can take it out. Whatever's good for you, all the amazing, organic, terrific variety, etc., at the Broth Cafe. And you know something else? Again, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. We don't charge anything. We don't take you off medications. The doctor's area. But we love to share great information. And we have a beautiful, comfortable area sitting on a gorgeous sofa. You can call 877-4950 and set up a time with Dennis or with Mona at what time that's good for you when we're there.
You pick the day and the time that you want to sit down and talk.
And just we'll share information.
It's
no charge. And no obligation, but we love to do that because that is our passion. Like the French say, and it doesn't have to do with raisins. It's raison d'être. And what is the meaning?
The reason of life, the meaning of life. The
reason for being is exactly right. I never forgot these. I studied French in school, and I never forgot. I had a kind of nasty teacher, but that's beside the point. We had a great language. It's called the French language, and we are there for you. We are there for you, all of us, at Alive and Well. It is a real family and real love and real commitment to your health.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.